Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and I'm glad that you are here. What a beautiful song. Goes with a beautiful show coming up here with Christy Lee, psychic medium, healer, and so much more. You can check her out at her website, which is all listed here on the show page. Also, phone number is listed, where you can contact Christy. And Christy's going to be taking your phone calls here on this show. So just dial on into the phone number and then press the 1 on your phone. Now, before we get to that beautiful song, the song means a lot different things for different folks, of course. And, to me, it's a remembrance of what I envision when, I cross through that light and I see God and him running to me and get that embrace. And what we do on earth is, leading up to that time that we all look forward to. And it's all in taking care of God's people. You and I are brothers and sisters because, that's what God says. What we do to the least of our brothers and sisters, you do unto him. And with our homeless program that we run, I always say this, but it's so very true. If pushing a couple of shopping carts, instead of it being burls, it was Jesus, how many people would stop, you think, to help? It'd be so many people, you could even get there. It'd be traffic jams everywhere. But how do we know that that's not an angel? That that's not Jesus? Because in reality, it is, by what I just said. And this show, in the past 9 years, I've taken at least 20,000 phone calls, and we've helped people from death and dying to suicide and everything in between. But the show, I know all these years, and I've said it, can do more and should do more than when someone comes and they're in a bad situation, to do more than say, prayers be with you and blessings and off you go. And I've said that all these years, and I know Kimmy will remember that. Well, that last year, that test came for Journey in the Light and for me, particularly me, when our good friend Melvin came to the show, and he was saying for a while that he was in trouble of losing his house, losing his apartment. And Melvin, for folks who don't know him, is such a sweet, gentle soul. Been through tragedy. He was a vet, but 2 years ago, his son was shot and then lingered in a hospital for close to a year and then died shortly before Christmas. And after that, Melvin lost his job and then became almost homeless, where he finally just broke down to me and said, Michael, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I've asked everybody. I've checked with every agency. There's nothing else I can do. I'm going to be homeless. And I thought, we got spiritual people. Spirituality is love. And if we are truly what we say we are on this show, then we're going to do something. And so I put it to the listeners. I said, Melvin needs $1,400 in 10 days. And we're going to do this. And if not, then I'm in the wrong place. I need to go elsewhere. And we really put a lot of energy out there. And we accomplished our goal. And what a blessing it was. And we have and then we have taken this to our homeless mission now, where we go, I go to help the homeless on the streets. We started that back in December. Now it's a half year old. And the help that this show gave to Melvin was remarkable, and what a difference it made in Melvin and making him see that, you know, anything is possible. Anything is possible. And, you know, we have, and I just want to play this clip of Melvin just for a minute here. We'll extend this show here, so don't worry on the time. But and while you're listening, please go to the GoFundMe link. It's on the show page. There's also a address if you want on the on that link. There's GoFundMe link. There's also the address for PayPal to make a donation. But let's make this our show a special show, where we go, and so that I can go this weekend and help our folks like Burles, where we've actually, with our donations, were able to move Burles from the streets to, he was able to rent a garage and be out of the storm elements that he's been in. And Burles has been on the street since a kid. And right now he's about 70 years old. And you guys, with your donations, did it. And that is incredible. So here's Melvin. This is what a difference it makes in helping someone. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Melvin.
Go ahead, Melvin.
Okay. Hi, I just want to tell everybody, all the listeners, and I hope this goes to the archives. I'm talking about Michael. There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me, but with the fundraiser for the situation that I have been in, and all is caught up and everything's been paid, and I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you, and I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael, and you are just you're a great man, a truly great man of God. And I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're going to meet in Oklahoma or Georgia, and we're going to sit down and laugh about this, but I want to thank all the ones that donated. I don't know, some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now, and things I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has for love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Law. Those type of people. We need people, don't look out the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you. And I thank you so much. Word, thank you is not enough for what you did, man. I love you.
And that's the beauty of it. And it's hard to get across on the airways what a difference. And I hope that helps some. And, you know, when Burles was telling me how we moved Burles from the streets to a garage, which, you know, garage to Burles from living on the streets, For the last solid 20 years is like a mansion. And it would be for me too if I was on the streets and had nothing but this concrete floor or a bench at night, and you're out in the elements, let alone the weather. You don't know who's coming up, you know. How could you close your eyes and sleep? And you think about folks think about, well, Mike, there's homeless missions. Okay, here's about the homeless mission in Oklahoma City. We have one. Burroughs told me, I said, what about the homeless mission? He said that you have to be able to work during the day to stay there at night. And he's not able to work. He's about 70 years old, has a lot of health problems. So there is no place. Burroughs is not on any kind of drugs or alcohol. We're not, this group here, Loving in Action, is not an enabler. Some people have asked that question. No, I don't. I'm not an enabler. I'm not going to be helping drug addicts. And that's not my mission. That's not my mission. Our mission is helping people like Burroughs and people like Melvin. But we need your help. As I said many times on this show, donations, getting donations is like pulling teeth. It's a whole lot easier going out and doing the work than it is getting people just to lock on the link and punch in their digits. That's all you got to do, but you're helping. You're helping just like I am going out there and finding the people that truly are homeless. Not people that are getting donations and then hopping in their car and driving away. No, I've learned the lay of the land a little better than that. and that's just excuses to why we don't give. The question is on us. Will we help? And I so believe in our life reviews that we have. And when we pass through the light, we see the things we did. But we also see the things we could have done and we didn't do. And that is my thought in this, is I don't want to see that life review and see a homeless person that should have been helped or was an angel or was God. And I just drove on by and said, I ain't going to help you because you're probably an addict or you should just get a job. So I hope, you know, right now, folks can go to the link, and we're going to bring in first the folks who donate to get a reading tonight, and we'll give you a good 10-minute reading, too, so that it's a win-win situation for everybody. The link's on the show page. Click on that, or if you want to use PayPal, the address is there. Let's make something special happen tonight. I'll be coming to you in the screening room and see if you've donated yet. If so, we'll bring you up first. Let's make it a special night here on Journey in the Light. So this weekend, which is only 2 days away, we can really help in a big way Burroughs, Charles, and bring other people from the street to their own mansion, their own four walls with a roof. Burroughs is just the start. We need more, though. There's thousands of people that are needing our help. So, all right. I'm going to extend this show, so don't worry about that. And again, the number to call in to speak to Christy Lee, 347-884-8245. And I'm sure Christy probably has something to say, what I just ended up saying. So let's bring Christy into the show. Christy, welcome to the Journey in the Light.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate being here tonight and thank all the listeners.
Well, it's great having you here, Christy. Any thoughts on, I know you're, you know, you're big into helping people and you've helped the show and...
Well, I really feel that as, you know, humans, we're brothers and sisters and that we do require coming back together as a community to commune. You know, that's really what community is about, is coming together as a community and communing and to reach out to one another and to be of assistance in whichever way that we, you know, can be. I think that that's really important to drop out of our minds and down into our hearts and to open them up and to be a gift, you know, to others, to deliver our kind words, our smiles, our uplifting thoughts, take care of our neighbors, on the people that we cross paths with each day to, you know, really look at how we can serve one another and to do it in a way that's loving and kind without judgment.
Yeah, without judgment. Yeah, that's a key word there, for sure. Okay, well, thank you for that, Christy. Before we get started with your topic today, do you want to tell the folks kind of about yourself, how you got started doing what you're doing, and kind of what you're doing now?
Sure. I want to just kind of keep about who I am or what I do just as brief as possible, because I really feel that as I'm on the show, the callers can have an opportunity to get to experience a little bit of that and more keep the topic, you know, opened up so we can talk about it more that direction. But I'll just give a quick brief about me. I was pretty intuitive as a child, really sensitive, didn't really quite understand that I was picking up on everybody else's energy. So childhood for me was a little dreamy and at times rough. I went into the social service field early on and worked in the social service field for a number of years in a number of different capacities out in the communities throughout the world, and really found a lot of joy in that. Back in 2002, I went through an experience that changed the trajectory of my life, where it flipped me around and threw me into the dark night of the soul, which really propelled an inner awakening. I had an experience during that time of my life with what I would call God, or the great mystery source, and found the most loving essence ever that just really wrapped me in its embrace. And I was able to experience it at such a high level that I knew from that moment that I had never been alone, that I had never would be alone, and that everything that I had ever experienced was all, it was all right. And I didn't exactly at first know how to formulate it. I went on a sabbatical for a while and explored a whole bunch of different things. And what I found is the more that I searched and seek for this love of God, the more that I just began to see God in all things. And the more that I saw God in all things, the more I just kept seeking that, you know, being that love and receiving that love and just being able to really walk it out in my life. I began doing healing on energy healing and prayer. Several years ago, I've had an opportunity to see thousands of miracles that have been really incredible. It's built my faith up to a level that I don't waver. I know that it's real. I know that it can occur. I know that it can occur quickly. And I've really been led down a pretty interesting journey with that, but it's one that I consider myself an embodiment of that life. I walk the healer's path, and that means not only do I bring healing out to others, but I take each and every opportunity to bring healing into myself and to really use the things in life that are my triggers and the things that upset me externally as being an invitation to go within and find that part of myself that's really screaming for attention to be healed also. So, yes.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing. And I think it's important that, you know, people get to know you and know who you are. And as we keep going through the weeks, we know we don't do that as much, but give people an idea, mm-hmm. and that's always great. So what is today's topic you wanted to speak about?
Well, today I would like to talk about pain and our physical bodies, and really how it's created, what it's about, and give a little bit of insight to that. Also, open it up for a moment to give everybody on the call permission to give themselves an opportunity to say yes to them, to work through healing themselves on an emotional and on a physical level, and then also bring in a little bit about quartz crystals and how they can assist in somebody's life. And so that's what I would like to talk about today. I'm really excited.
Okay, well, go ahead, and we can probably put the topic at, 10 minutes or so, or 5 or 10, and then we'll go ahead and let the listeners know. We'll go ahead and shoot on over to the callers after that. Does that sound good, Christy?
Wonderful. I'll do my best
okay.
to size it down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need, just go ahead.
Thank you. All right. As I have had an experience that really, again, has brought to the forefront how our emotional bodies really affect our physicality. A few days ago, I came into contact with a young man. He's in his early 30s, and he had went through an experience at work where he had a welding gun or the flame from a welder, and it ended up like scorching down into his boot, burnt the side of his foot, and down onto the sole of his foot. And he proceeded to work throughout the day, not realizing the damage that had been caused from the flame. It's somebody that is local that lives within the area, and they contacted me, and I began helping them out with, some natural solutions. And as we were working together, the layers of the emotional information that was coming through was really bringing to the surface that the path that this young man had walked in the past had created such a painful charge for such a long period of time that it was literally like burning him up inside. And the fear and the anguish literally had created such a suppression that it didn't come into his physical awareness until he actually went through that injury. And at the time of working with him, having the different things that have come up through doing the healing that are coming out, and he's speaking out of himself. And it has been able to pull the infection. The infection had ran and it started to run like up the side of his leg down into his bone. And as he's releasing out the different layers of his emotional body, the infection began to literally go back from where it was running up his leg down into the foot and out the side of it. And the sounds and things like that going through the hours of healing that I've been spending with him, you can literally hear like where the voice of him at different ages in his life that were trapped back in time. So it's really important that when we go through experiences or when we're a party to somebody else's going through any kind of an experience that emotionally painful, for one, if it's you, give yourself the space and the place to heal. And if it's came to a point where it's manifested into pain or illness in your body, know that it's only temporary. It's just your body that's giving you a break. It's a way of pulling you back from the game of life so you can take an opportunity to heal. And healing doesn't just mean about your physical body. Again, it really has to do with healing your heart and your relationship with yourself. I believe that if you are able to give yourself that place and a space and really listen to the messages that your body has to tell you, that each part of your body will speak to you and each part of your body will let you understand what it is that you suppressed way back there. And it's not that you really have to go through pulling out and reliving all of the things, but just giving yourself that space, that nurturing. And if somebody else is in anybody's life and they're going through an experience that is painful to them, whether it's a divorce, a loss of a job, financial experiences, stuff that they have had going on at home, whatever it might be, the way that somebody interprets that emotionally is very individualized. And being able to hold space without wishing somebody to be a different way, just being able to be present, most of the time people just want to be able to talk about it, not have necessarily a solution, but just that sacred space to be able to talk about it. And if it's you that's going through something, really building that relationship, giving yourself time to really nurture you. And that's that part. And I wanted to bring the crystal aspect into it. Much of the Earth's surface is made up of crystals, and each crystal holds a vibratory resonance. And when you have a crystal in your presence, it not only has that vibratory resonance, which is a really high vibrational frequency, it also, and like the vibratory frequencies from the other crystal kingdom, which is in, you know, the core of much of Mother Earth, and it helps to bring that into your auric field. And one of my very favorite crystals is the quartz crystal. It's a crystal that is white or see-through in color. It has it prisms, and you can see like where the light hits it, and it goes into like many different shades of the rainbow. It's one that is wonderful to wear like around your neck on a necklace if you were to wear it somewhere like near your breastbone. It's one that works perfect to have like in a leather pouch or in a purse put somewhere by your bed where you sleep at night. It really helps to bring peace and harmony into your environment. So that, again, is the quartz crystal. I'm going to start blogging quite a bit more about the crystal kingdom and bringing at least one crystal to this show every week to give people an idea about some of the different crystals that are available, some of the ways that they might help to bring in the vibration of that crystal into your home, and how to use it in the way of like charging your water and different places that it might be of service to you in a way of wearing it on your body or carrying it in your being. But before we go over to callers, I just want to take a moment and have everybody just take that deep breath in for me. Just that deep breath in down to the belly and just hold it for a moment. Go ahead and do a really good out-breath, that just releasing out any and all of the density or heaviness that you might be experiencing through the day, so we can just come into the show and you can be clear and free. Just take in that next deep breath and just hold, just feeling yourself get a little lighter. And again, another nice out breath. Really letting all of the stress, all of the pressure be released. Go ahead and just do a third in breath. Another nice release. And just go ahead and take your hands, and it doesn't matter which hand, right over left or left over right, whichever hand that you intuitively are guided to, and just place that over your heart, one hand on the bottom, the other hand on the top, and just sit with it for just a moment. And right now, I want to offer everybody permission to give everybody permission that you'll give to yourself to allow yourself to turn towards you. To turn towards you as becoming a good friend, building a relationship with yourself that's the strongest relationship that you have in your entire life, to give yourself permission to listen to the whispers of your body, the whispers from your soul, to be able to nurture and care for yourself, to put you as a priority. And if it's hard and you don't know how, that's okay. All you have to do is set the attention. And by simply saying every day to show me how to take care of myself. Show me how it can get better than this. I promise that day by day, you're going to be guided. And each day, you're going to be shown. And there might be days that feel a little bit rough, but if you continue to put that time and that effort into yourself, you can live really great lives that are free of carrying around the burdens from the past, free of being in that cycling position of having to please other people or have your outpictured conditions be what knock you to the ground or stand you back up. You'll be able to really listen to the call of your soul and to connect into that divine light that is within each and every one of you that's waiting to be discovered. And if you want to say yes, I give everybody permission to say yes to yourself as I say yes to myself. And I just thank you. When everybody is ready, you can just go ahead and take your hands off of your heart. And if your eyes are closed, just whenever you feel like opening your eyes, you're welcome to do that. And maybe just wiggle your toes and your fingers just a little bit. And that will really help you to become present back into the room that you're in. And I just want to set the intention that whatever callers that we have that are called upon tonight to be able to speak will be there to not only have a message that's delivered for them, but will be able to touch other callers out into the future. And that it will be for the greatest and highest of good of all, and that the message that comes through will be of the highest resonance. And we just thank you.
Okay. All right. We ready for calls, Christy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know. I don't know those moments if I were. I don't want to interrupt a moment. You know what I mean. So thank you for that, Christy. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to go to calls, and again, we're going to bring in the callers who donated so far, and we thank every one of them, and the link is still there to donate to our Love in Action, our homeless mission, and let's go to Texas, and let's bring in Bianca to the show. Thank you for your support.
Hi, you're very welcome. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Christy. That was beautiful, very moving.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being present with us tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. How can we help you?
So I have been dealing with some anxiety for probably a good 7 months. And of course, I know how much stress can put on our bodies and how our body will manifest when we're dealing with a lot of stress. And I know part of that is that, but I also feel there may be something more energetic, maybe, I don't know, it feels like there's more to it, and I'm having a hard time going there with it, I guess. And it's just pretty much, it's exhausting, really. So I just wanted to speak with you and find out if you're able to tune in and see what you pick up in regards to it.
Okay. I am picking up that you have, you've got some stuff that's coming up in the way of grief and some sadness. Not real easy for you to touch in those emotions. Do you want to go ahead and just take a few breaths with me and let's clear it out? Let's
sure.
see if we can't
sure.
open up your lungs and clear it out. If you're ready to release it, I'll be more than happy to assist.
Okay, I am.
Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and can you pronounce your name for me again?
I'm sorry, can I what?
You pronounce your name for me again? Bianca?
Bianca.
Bianca. I just wanted to make sure I had it correctly.
Okay.
Okay, so Source, God, Universe, with the highest aspect of me, I call you forth now, calling forth the highest aspect of Bianca, to bring forth healing at the highest level possible through all time, space, dimension, reality, past, present, into the future, through parallels, DNA, and RNA, releasing her from any and all causes from the point of creation to the point of destruction, anywhere that it is bringing in the feeling of anxiety. Take a deep breath in for me, right all the way down into your belly. on the out breath, just go ahead and release with a good out breath sound. That. Just releasing out the grief. We're going to go ahead and take that breath in, which is going to breathe that fresh new life, letting it lighten up and go ahead and release that. Great. Let's go ahead and take that breath of life in again. That's great. That was a good release there. Let's take a deep breath in of that fresh life energy, and then we're going to release out the sadness on this exhale. Just a really good breath out, going. Just go ahead and allow. Perfect. That's a really good out. That's a really good release there. Yes. Take one more breath in for me. Let's just do one more. And as we're doing it, I just want to go in and let that healing energy just go in and fill off any of the areas that you've released tonight, and just filling it up with that peace, that love, that peace that surpasses all understanding, and just giving yourself permission to really nurture you and to fill your emotions, to allow yourself to turn towards yourself. That feels a lot.
Yeah.
How does that feel right now for you?
I'm feeling some chest stuff, like, you know, the coughing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling some lungs.
That's all of the grief stuff that you're coughing out. You probably will continue to cough. Go ahead and you can continue on the, you know, we've asked your higher self, source God, to step in and to assist you doing all that it can do. You can continue to work yourself through that and just continue taking in those deep breaths. But before I let you go, I want to go ahead and do three more with you. So then that way I can help you with this. And so we're just going to go another deep breath in.
Okay.
And just hold. And then a really good out breath, just just release. Let's go one more. Excellent. It's just all that old stuff that's just coming out. It's just stored in there. So you're probably going to start feeling a lot less pressure and a lot less stuff going on in your chest. Let's go ahead and just whenever you're ready, let's do another breath in.
Okay.
Just all the way down. Okay, one. Hold. And let's do another really good out breath. Just let it all release. It's going to let divine order adjust now. Just divine order adjust. Divine order adjust and just bring it in just a little bit of fear clear, allowing the fear clear to just start to move out all the fear energy, just that anxiety, a little bit of that fear, and let that just move through head to toe, toe to head, head to the soles of your feet, and just allow that fear clear to just expand all the way out into your auric field. There we go. And let's take that next step breath in for you. Just that one more breath in. Just whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, and then just hold. And whenever you're ready, let's just go ahead and release again. You might find that you're going to keep coughing just a little bit. You might find like some of the other stuff that occurs sometimes when you move energy is a little bit of burping, a little bit of gas, a little bit of flagellating, that kind of a thing. It's very normal. Please be sure and stay well hydrated. Just drink water or like clear liquid like apple juice and things like that. And it will really help to get your energy flowing a little bit smoother. That you're, I feel like you're going to be fine. You should have a lot less anxiety. And something that you can do in the face of anxiety is to remember to take that breath in and just to hold it, doing those really good out breaths. And each time that you're making the sound on the out breath, it's just loosening up all of that grief energy and all of that density that you've just stored from not really allowing yourself to feel your emotions and to let them pass right through you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also yawning a lot, so I know that's also a sign
that, yawning.
That the energy is moving. Yeah.
Yes. If you want to, if you would like to contact me to do any further work with me to go through any, you know, on a further where we've got more time, you're always welcome to visit me on my website, which is tapintunein.com, or call me at 251-599-5820.
Perfect. And then maybe we can put that in the chat room so I can link it. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm sure Michael will do that. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling tonight. I appreciate you helping, you know, yourself out.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there, and I did want to say to the listeners and to the caller, all of my guest information, every single show, just so everybody knows, is all listed on the show page, okay? So if you go to the show page, you'll see the phone number, you know, website, all this. This way the guest doesn't have to give it out, and we do it like once or twice. I'll ask the guest what to contact or any announcements, things like that. But if you go to the show page, it's all right there. Phone number, website, I have it all listed for you guys, so it's all there, okay? So everybody knows where to go, okay? Of course, if you have any questions, let me know in the chat or Facebook or whatever. I'll help you out, of course. Let's go next to Kay in Philly. Welcome, Kay.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Kay.
Sure.
Hi.
Welcome. How are you doing this evening?
Very well. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, that's good. It's good to hear.
Thank you. Is there a certain question that you have for us tonight?
Yeah, sure, about love. Love coming in.
Okay. You're talking about beloved coming into your existence on a relationship way?
Yes. I love the way you put that.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, because I was like, wait a minute, we've been thinking about that an awful lot recently.
Yeah.
And you don't
yeah.
have somebody that you're currently with. You're looking for somebody brand new that you're expecting to pop into your reality right away.
Yes, just severed something last month.
Mm-hmm. And I can feel that you've got you definitely have got a lot of energy built up around yourself, where it's definitely, I can feel love is in the air. That's the words that I'm hearing in my mind, too. It's like love is in the air. So I can see that there's definitely something that you've got either, I'm not sure if it's somebody that you've met, you've just started to have a relationship with, or a brand new that's going to pop into your reality. If it's somebody that you've met, the relationship hasn't gone real deep yet. It's just kind of like a slow steady, and if it's not, then you've got somebody that's just right there ready to pop up. You've been really working on your you've been doing a lot of work on yourself, and you've put yourself to a good preparedness, I feel.
Oh god, for years I'm so come on already.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely have got that beloved ready to pop up into your reality. So certainly, you know, make yourself available, but be certain and do things that are exciting to you. So you want to meet somebody that is going to pop into your reality. Be sure and go places you enjoy, because that's where they're going to be. So keep doing things that you enjoy, and, you know, be yourself. Give yourself permission to be you in the side of that relationship. But you've got something coming right along.
Oh, good, good. Is it, do you see it as, like, serious or, like, just
I feel like it's going to be a good long-term relationship, but I feel like it's going to take that, it's not one that you're going to lose yourself within. So I feel like it's going to be more of a relationship where you're going to be able to maintain your own identity and really be able to be in your power, and so is he. So it's going to be something that's going to be a sustaining relationship, something that's going to be long-term. But it's not going to be like one of those whirlwind relationships that you wake up, you know, a week from now going like, who the hell am I? So it's something that's going to be sustaining. Yes. So
okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do.
Yes, it's not one of those.
Those are fun, but painful.
Yes, it's not that kind this time. This is going to be a good relationship, but just, you know, really you've been really working on yourself, and everything that you've done is really a great job. So you're standing up pretty strong right now. Give yourself a pat on the back. I'm proud of you. You should be proud of you too.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I can't wait. You'll have to be starting to call in and, you know, let us know about your mate. I'm going to call him your beloved because I feel like it's going to be a really nice solo line.
I love
really.
That. I'm going to start using that, beloved.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you so much, Kay.
Take care.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And now we're going to let's see where we're going to go here. Let's go to Miranda in California. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And pleasure to speak with you, Christy. I am honored and I hope you can help me. I've been experiencing hair loss for a few years now, and I'm pretty sure there's some genetic link and all, but with the advent of epigenetics and all, you know, we're told that we have the power to change, you know, our cell structure and all, and I've tried, I've tried praying to God, to ask for the help, I've tried talking to myself, and haven't had much luck, and I would, you know, I know you're a healer and energy can do a lot, so I would love your input in this and in helping me along and getting a fuller head of hair.
Okay, well, Miranda, I do absolutely believe that nice thick head of hair is going to be right back for you. Are you ready to release out? You've got a little bit of feeling of inadequacy and a little bit of feeling invalidated. So there's parts of your life that you've really not felt like people have validated your existence, and you've done a lot of work on yourself and a lot of like turning towards yourself, but really not feeling the validation in outpictured life. And it's just kind of left a little bit of an emotional imprint there. Are you ready to release it?
Oh, I am so ready. Yes.
Yeah, all right, we'll just go ahead and let's release it. Source God Universe, the highest aspect of me with the highest aspect of Miranda, we call you forth now to bring forth healing through all time, space, dimension, reality, past, present, future, parallel, RNA, DNA. Allowing point of creation, point of destruction, all points in between, anything that has created hair loss, anything that has created the feeling of being invalidated or inadequate or anything that I'm not even picking up that would be creating her to have overthinking or anything that would be strangulating off her head's ability to open up and allow that hair to grow, we're just going to clear it out now. And if you'd like that, just say yes.
Yes.
And just allowing it to clear, 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 release, 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 clear, 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 release, 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 clear, 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 release, release. And if you would like to give yourself permission to validate yourself, to really see yourself as that divine creation, to really allow yourself to be opened up to experiencing you at a higher level, if you'd like that, you want to give yourself permission, say yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. And if you would like to allow yourself to see yourself in a higher light of adequate, that you are enough, if you'd like to give yourself permission to really experience the wholeness and the fullness of you as being that adequate being, to see the divine essence within yourself and to experience you in that light at a more frequent, more often, just say yes and allow that to be your natural state of being. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. We're just going to go ahead and let it quickly integrate and just opening up hair growth to just grow and allow all of your cells on the top of your head just to allow everything that it needs to do to bring back in your beautiful hair. And this will just continue to work with you for as long as you need. But I believe each day you're going to wake up and see yourself in a brand new light. And you're going to start to really begin seeing others validating you also. And also making, you know, your interactions with others will also be more nurturing. So just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great, Miranda. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. From your mouth to God's ears. I really, really, I mean, it would be such a blessing to wake up and just see this full head of hair.
Yes, I'm sure you're going to start seeing it coming all back in, and it's going to be really exciting. So,
wonderful.
Yes. Yes, you've been freed up from that. It doesn't exist anymore. In that now moment, you were able to release all of the burdens from the past, and in the now you can create exactly what is. And so it's beautiful. That's your gift.
Thank you so much. I'll call back and let you know how I'm doing.
I'm really excited, Miranda, to hear from you, because I know you're going to experience this. Yes.
Thank you, Christy. I appreciate your help here.
You're welcome, Miranda. Blessed be at the highest. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there, Miranda, and I appreciate you. And before we go to our next call now, if you're called in, make sure you press that 1 on your phone to speak to our guest here. That's really important. Press the 1 on your phone. Otherwise, it looks like you're just in the listening queue. Okay. All right. Christy, do you want to tell the folks how people can reach you, and if you have any announcements, or do you want to talk about any materials you have or whatever, please go ahead.
Yes. You can reach me at 251-599-5820. Website is tapintunein.com. And on the website, there's a lot of really fun blogs. You can go ahead and take a peek around and see if there's something that might resonate, deliver a message to you. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm Christy Lee, just K-R-I-S-T-Y with a L-E-E. And I just use my page as our main page. And be on the lookout, because I am getting ready to launch an entire line of crystals and different medicinal elixirs. And it's going to be Starfire. And so I'm really excited about that. Each week we'll be doing, again, a little bit of crystal knowledge. And I love to help people find the crystals that really help with your life and the things that are needed just for you. So that's another fun thing that we do. But be sure, again, and check out the website at tapintunein.com or give me a call. I would love to hear from you. 251-599-5820.
Okay, great. And I've added some time, so we're going to go over the hour here a little bit. And again, don't forget about the homeless mission. Our GoFundMe link is right on the show page. Please help and support. Make a donation. And let's go next to 404. That's the Georgia area. Can we get your first name, please?
Yes, it's Nancy.
Hi. That was Nancy?
Yes, correct.
Well, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here with us. It's such a blessing to have you.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
My question is in regards to this guy. His name is Alex. We've been friends for a long time, and I just recently found out that he has very, very strong feelings for me. I'm more curious to know, is it feelings as in like, because I'm married and he's married, I want him to understand the boundaries, I guess, and I want to know if it's more, I don't even know how to word it, not more of like an obsession type, has it gone that far, because I've gotten word that it has, so I'm just trying to see, like, should I be worried?
Okay. The message I'm getting for you is it's a great lesson for boundaries and to really put your boundaries up. It's not a dangerous thing, but it's a time for you to really step up in your power and turn back to the you know, matrimony that you have with your husband, and just to set some boundaries with him. There's just a little bit of transference going on, and it's just like, you know, when being in a relationship, the relationship becomes a little, it can become mundane at times, or you begin to, you know, feel like the grass is greener on the other side of the street kind of a thing. It's more of that. And so you're at a perfect place to just go ahead and set some boundaries, and it will all really dissolve itself. So don't get too worried about it, but just put up some boundaries and giving yourself a space to not really open yourself up for communication and things like that, that will be interpreted as you're opening up to a further relationship, but just a time to really set your boundaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
But there's nothing to be worried about. You know, there's nothing at all, because you can stand in your power and take care of it yourself.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
honor
good.
You.
All right. Just curious.
Honor you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Okay, I am back here. I was in the screening room. So now it's time for the next caller. And again, if there's anybody else that would like to speak to our guest, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay, let's go to Danae for our next caller. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Well, hello. You said the name was Danae?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much for calling and being here with us tonight.
Absolutely. It's a great cause. I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Oh, yay. That's so beautiful. I love the enthusiasm, you know, to really come together. Yay. Everybody cheering you on. Yes. I told him, can you just bring those clapping people to my house when I do dishes?
I know.
I would love to be cheered along. And I think it was Bruce Bonnie that said that. And I was like raising my hand saying, me too, me too. Yes. Yeah. So how can we help you tonight, Danae?
Well, I've had a lot of loss in my life this last year, and you know, I feel like I get signs from loved ones, and I just hoping maybe to connect with someone tonight. They have a message for me or something going on. I've having some health issues lately too, just kind of a little bit of both, I guess.
Let's talk about what you've got going on health-wise first. Let's see if I can get a little bit into that. There might be something that comes through from one of your, you know, the loved ones that have crossed over, but I'm not hearing anything that's coming through real strong. But let's hear about your health stuff, and let's see if we can't root that out and then see if anything pops in as we're talking.
Okay.
So what, you don't have to go into great detail, but just kind of give me an area in your body.
The chest.
Okay. So it's almost as if you have like an elephant sitting on your chest, feeling.
Yeah. At times.
And a little bit hard to breathe.
Yes, at times.
I'm feeling like that is probably rooted within feeling somewhat helpless and going through a little bit of fear, like not so certain. You've had a lot of things that have come up with your loved ones passing where you've been able to, on a cognitive level, understand death and what happens and whatever. But with them crossing, it leaves like more of the questions open and some uncertainty that's created a little bit of fear for yourself around dying. And maybe not even on a conscious level, but I'm feeling a little bit of that and some powerlessness, like you're feeling really powerless over your experience. Do you want to clear that out?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, with the whole, the passing has actually been the opposite with me. Like I used to, and I used to have a big fear of death and the after, but with, you know, my loved ones passing, I've, you know, spoke to other mediums and they connected me with them to, with, you know, things that there's no way they could possibly have known. So I know that there is something after this life that gives me peace, knowing that, you know, they are with us and that, you know, there's something after, you know, we leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's necessarily that is more of it's, I mean, that's maybe I feel like it's physical, like it really is something medically, like physically
mm-hmm.
an
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not, have you went in and got it checked out? Because if you feel like it's something going on in a, like into your physicality, by all means, I would want to encourage you to.
Yeah,
go
no, I am. I am going next week, actually.
Uh-huh.
I know when I'd had some issues before, you know, my loved ones had came through and kind of hit the nail on the head,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not receiving, I apologize, but I'm not receiving like any message at all for you on a mediumship part, but it's something that comes through. It's not something I get all the time. It's just something that occasionally comes through, but I'm a lot better at being able to like help with emotional body and physical body kind of stuff. I personally
gotcha.
Am not receiving that anything is wrong with your body. Just a lot of, that's the only thing that I'm really picking up on is just a little bit of like uncertainty about your path and a little bit of feeling helpless over your experience. But by all means, I want to really encourage you to, you know, follow through with your medical appointment, and I'll be happy to hold space for you as you find out what's happening with you.
Okay. No, I mean, it you can't force something that's, you know, not,
mm-hmm.
no one's coming through. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, as far as the physical part, I'm definitely looking into that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, like I said, I didn't know last time I'd had an experience where, like I said, they'd hit the nail
mm-hmm.
on the head. So I was just hoping that maybe
yeah,
something like that would happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't able to deliver a message from them. I do know, though, from my own experience of my understanding that the people that were in your life that have crossed, that they are always able to become, you know, to be near you. And when you're able to quiet yourself down, they send you a lot of signs and things like that, that they're something that they've done is just shifted into a different shape. And so some of the things that you enjoyed with them in the past, you can still probably find that maybe in the music or in some, like a book that you're reading, or maybe a butterfly
mm-hmm.
or something like that that you see going through your yard or whatever. But they'll make themselves known in your
yes,
presence.
Yes, they do.
And they're always there. Yeah, they're always there. So that hopefully that just is a good remembrance for you.
Yeah, it's definitely is what's helped me get through a lot of hard times is knowing that, and like I said, getting
mm-hmm.
the validation from previous like I said, I was
mm-hmm.
not so much a skeptic, but before I just always had
mm-hmm.
questions of like what if, but like
mm-hmm.
I said, after going to someone and have them tell you things that there's no possible way, I mean, it just it's amazing feeling for sure.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you were able to receive the messages in the past and that confirmation. I know that there's a lot of other people, too, that are on the show. Bonnie's one that is really excellent for mediumship. So, you know,
okay.
be sure and call back in on
this is my first time. So
okay.
My friend Kevin and Shannon Fox,
uh-huh.
they're frequent callers, and Shannon's one of my best friends, and you know, she's raved about Michael and his show and how much, you know, that him and the other mediums have helped them, you know, and connecting and finding some type of peace. And,
mm-hmm.
and, so this is my first time, but I, even at the end of the day, I'm glad to be helping with a good cause, because like I said, you know, a lot of people, they forget their hard times, and
mm-hmm.
so anything I could do to help is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that be sure and call back in, like I said. I'm not positive what it is you're supposed to get tonight from the call, but whatever it is, there was something, and it probably was you calling in to help too, you know, coming together as a
team. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me add to it, and Danae, you might want to write this down.
call, if you can call in tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern time, we have an excellent medium, Vincent Pace's name, and he's the one who brought in and connected me to my dad and actually got the time of the death of my dad. He is just one of the very tops that you'll find anywhere. And I've been doing this a long time and interviewed a lot of really good mediums. Anyway, so if you could tune in tomorrow on this, you know, at 9 o'clock Eastern, he will be on.
Okay.
So there's a good suggestion for you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much. You guys have a blessed night.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Blessings to you too.
Yeah. Thank you for your support again. Okay. Bye bye.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, great show, Christy, for your second show.
Thank you. It was such a wonderful.
All right.
The
audience.
Yay.
Yes.
The clappers. Love the audience.
Our guys.
I love it. They're celebrating us. Celebrating life, really. All life, right? Yay.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up. We really enjoyed it, Christy. And you have a great week and great holiday weekend. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, take care. All right, Christy is wonderful. Very sweet, very just a very sweet, kind person, soul. So that's really great. So we are going to wrap up. But tomorrow we got some really great shows. We're going to start off with Lisa Zayas, which will be at 7 Eastern. And then at 8 Eastern will be another great psychic medium, which is Psychic Little T. If you haven't spoken or come to the show with Little T, I know before Little T just had a half hour show, but now our show is a full hour and we'll start also on the top of the hour, which is also great. So that'll be tomorrow. And then we'll be going to medium Vincent Pace, my friend and excellent medium that I talked about earlier. So really a great 3 hour block tomorrow, starting with Lisa. So just write it down in your calendars to be here on Journey in Light. And we'll be starting again at 7 o'clock Eastern time, okay? I'm not even in Eastern time, and I have to figure in the times. But everybody can figure out Eastern time, I think, right? So, yeah. Little T is always funny. She's in the chat room. And I really enjoyed you in the chat room this week, Little T. I really have. She's funny. She says, what am I, chopped liver? Nah, I don't like liver. So my mom used to cook liver, and oh, man, it used to really stink in the house. She was on the Weight Watchers diet, and they always said to eat liver and stuff, and my poor mom. Never had liver in my life, so I'm not missing it either. Okay, well, that's going to do it for me tonight. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and many blessings to all. And we'll see you tomorrow then. So take care. Much love to everybody, and have a great night.